We'll jump in right away, and I'll recap really quick for the second hour. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show, and we're talking today with Chuck and Anita Undersea. They've been making a movie, and it's made. It's called Revelation: Dawn of the Global Government. You might have seen it or seen a rendition of it, but the final compilation is, it's must be seen. And they're going to be making a new one, and I was just looking through the cast of characters that they've tried to squeeze into an hour and 45 minutes, which is incredible. And just the journey that you guys had, I don't know how you did it, but must have been fun, Anita.
Well, I'm back. One thing we did was in L.A., we were doing national commercials, so the commercial director, cameraman, which means I shot the film and I directed. And so because there were so many, there was such a big story to tell, so many people, we didn't want to leave out because so many phrases and they were keyword and everything, it's just critical. I sort of edited it like a giant commercial in that it has a very fast pacing because it's on a lot of documentaries. You let the camera roll and you have somebody sitting there talking for a long, long time and it goes on for an hour and 45 minutes, people will nod out. So we wanted to keep the pace fast, and the scenes one person will be talking, and they'll complete their idea. Then you go to someone else unrelated to that person who's talking about the same issue. So then you have them sort of answer the first person's question, and it moves without putting you to sleep. And in fact, I had one little anecdote about General Boykin when he said, we made a deal to sell him, went to Dallas or after Fort Worth. He said, meet me at this address. So we went there and had a couple people with me, and we knocked on the door of this really nice, high-end house. And I thought, wow, this is nice. Some friend had and some lady will answer the door, but it was two buff guys about 6.5 feet tall and 220 pounds, and their arms are about the size of my torso, and shaved heads, whole thing. Both of them answered at the same time. And I said, I'm in the film business, you shoot people. I said, if you go out and shoot this and shoot that. And I said, I'm here to shoot the general. They said, what do you want? And I said, I'm here to shoot the general. And both of them bowed up real. And I said, no, you don't understand. And then, of course, he came in, but every word he said was absolutely perfect. And then he just got up and said, thank you, and that was it. But, I retired as a major, and of course, he's a 3-star general. And so you immediately go back into that subliminal training of being in the military, yes for this and yes for that. But boy, he was really amazing.
Oh, I bet.
Chuck, did you get to talk with General Boykin much about? I mean, has his view changed? I mean, he was a 3-star general. Does he see things going wrong with the military, with his country? I mean, what was his general, attitude? Because, there's talk that he was also the one who was in charge of, the Delta Force that wasn't supposed to be at Waco.
Well, that's a rumor, but what actually happened there was he was called in by Janet Reno with some other high-end people at the time who were Delta Force and Special Force and various other things for advice on the legality of Waco prior to Waco. And his advice to her was that, based on Posse Comitatus, that that's not legal and should not be done, at least by the military. And so, what happened after that, of course, he didn't have anything to do with it, but he did. It's all explained in his book, Never Surrender, which kind of goes over his exploits. But as far as the military, he has... We know him now for years and has been, and now we'll say that, there are a high number of people in the military who are patriots and who understand, and I guess you'd say just sort of biding their time to see what unfolds. But he'll also tell you there's plenty of people that, it's just like in 1861. You had people prior to the war who had tremendous mixed feelings, but basically still had a fixation in their mind on what direction they were going to go. Like Lee, long-term military officer, commandant at West Point, hero in the Mexican War, and he was called back actually from Fort Mason about 2 months prior to the war to go to the War Department and be offered command of the Federal Army. And at that time, he handed his sword across the desk and said, I will resign the my federal commission. Actually, he didn't hand his sword. He implied he was going to, and he didn't. And he said, I will not use my sword against my state. So same thing with today's military. You're going to have a whole lot of people who are still remember the way so many of us grew up before all this, injection of multiculturalism and the, the whole LGBT, transgender world, all the socialist intensity that's happened since Obama. They remember what it was before that, and it was never perfect before that, but it was a whole lot different. And they're like, I ain't going to do this. So I think it would be and he has implied it would be a toss-up, but he thinks we're heavily weighted in our favor. But Alan, with the purging of the military, the general officers and field grade and above, in so many ways, and even a lot of high-ranking NCOs, they were fast going in the direction of the politically correct military, and I think there's a huge sigh of relief in the military at this point with Trump.
Yeah, that was just the one question I had. Because General Boykin, I'd heard, the rumors about that, and I was just wondering if there's anything that would clear that up. So thank you.
Yeah, and his book, Never Surrender.
I'm sorry, I talked over you there, Chuck. You want to repeat that for me?
His book is on Amazon. It's Never Surrender, and that's explained in pretty good detail. And because he was a founding member of Delta Force. But,
hey, let's go. Let's go to the phone call real quick. Here we've got Earl up in Texas. Here, hey Earl, are you there? What's going on, man?
Yes, sir. Good morning, everyone. Hope all is doing well.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'd just like to chime in on a few things here, and I believe this is one of the major problems of having the standing army. We're spanning the globe. It's an empire. And I believe that true devotion comes to protecting your country. And as the gentleman just made mention, that the great General Lee wasn't going to raise his sword against his country, Virginia. So he went to defend it. That's why I believe, in my personal opinion, no one should go into the military. That would help reduce the size of the military. And that will bring about a little bit more of a better relationship between the American people and its government. Because, just outlined the Weber incident. We could go to the Wounded Knee incident. You could go to the incident of World War One at Hooverville. It's pretty well never ending. And this is why, one of the small reasons, but it's a major reason, but this is one of the reasons why I'm a great advocate of Texas independence. And that's pretty much what I had to say, and I appreciate your program.
Let's figure this one out. Let's go to Chuck, because Chuck was trying to get in there real quick. Hey, what are your thoughts there, Chuck? Standing army.
I guess you could bottom line it. Washington, who said we need to avoid foreign entanglements, but unfortunately today, in today's high tech world of intercontinental ballistic missiles and so on, there is definitely a threat in China. Russia, to I think a lesser degree, but China for sure are going to, it's human nature in a fallen world. They're going to be outside forces who will want to possess us. So for that reason, I think we have to have a strong military. But I totally agree that we don't need to be in 145 countries or wherever it was, and we don't need to be in the business of nation building. I think that we need to defend our borders, which of course we're not. And we need to be so high-tech resistant that the Chinese and the Russians and anybody else is not going to want to step across the line. But I don't think we have to do that necessarily with boots on the ground. But I think
right.
I think the unfortunate part about any sort of secession movement within the country, I have thought this through, and I don't really have a solid answer strategically. But let's say Texas seceded, which I am all for. I am a Southern patriot. The bottom line is that would make the Chinese and the external threats that we face as we are right now nationally make us very vulnerable because we don't have the means to resist that. And so I don't know how that would work because I think the Chinese would be licking their chops and so would the Russians if they thought, you know, you've got a republic of that size, highly wealthy, you know, everything we've got all the resources, but we just don't have the military to resist it. So I don't know how that would work, but
I don't know how it works either. But I'm interested in having that discussion and figuring out where there's a balance. I'm looking over in the chat room, and Captain Fred's bringing up some very interesting thing. You know, he wants to tell us that, and he's correct in saying so, that our youth actually look at the Army as a job opportunity and a life path instead of a chance to defend your country. And that's a lot of because, well, I'll paraphrase this. The schools are kind of like debt slavery, right? So you get into the schools and you have to take out all these loans and so forth. Well, why don't I just go into the military and then they're going to pay for my school and so forth? We've got a big mess here. We've got a standing army. We're at war with how many different countries? And it's like Ron Paul says, it's a lot of blowback. Alan, I know you wanted to jump in there, too.
Well, no, I was just saying the standing militia, I can see, but the standing army, I believe that we were warned against having a standing army by one of our forefathers, weren't we?
Yeah.
Well, one thing to consider is the strategic geopolitical situation, which drives a lot of what might unfold, and that is when the North American Union was really roaring and still out there, but the if you look in the John Birch magazine, they had a whole breakdown on how the Chinese were building this world-class deep-water port in Manzanitas, Mexico, which would connect through Mexico, the North American Union Highway, where it was, would go from Mexico to Texas, all the way up through Texas to Canada, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's just a Trojan horse access. In a military sense, the strategic vulnerability of having that kind of access on our southern border is pretty scary. Now, the biggest problem with any invading force is the logistics of long lines of supply. And China's pretty far away, thankfully, but still, you know, the militia is not going to stop an invasion by the Chinese from Mexico. So I would say that
China is not a long ways away. I would say that you pick up anything that you basically anything that you own and look where it was made at. It's all made in China. How are they our largest trading partner and they're supposedly our worst enemy? I mean, how in the hell did this ever come into being?
Am I still on?
Well, it comes into being.
Yes, you are.
It comes into being.
Well, let me get.
I just wanted to chime in there for a minute.
Okay. Good break in. Go ahead.
What you talking about that Trans-Texas Corridor and stuff? Where did it originate? From the federal government. So it has been the federal government that has created the situation we are in right now. Now, a number of years ago, I had a petition drive against that. You know, trying to do my little part in the scheme of things, but it has been designed by the federal government.
Now, well, I'd argue Earl, it's Bilderberg.
But you know, intercourse with other nations brings about good relations. And yes, we don't have a standing army here, but the militias, and of course, you would have to have some sort of standing army that would be for a temporary use. But I'm quite confident that nothing saber-rattling would be the only thing that would take place from outside. I don't really, and I thought about this quite carefully for a long period of time. In short, I don't think anything would really occur. But if you mind your own business and have good relations, that's going to be great. But now, the whole world wants to fight the United States. Now, let me ask you a question. Would you want to go up against a Klitschko or a Mike Tyson and just pick a fight with the guy? Of course not.
You'll get mopped up. Chuck, I want to jump in here real quick, because we got to look at the stage a little bit different than the United States and Russia and United States and China. This is a global agenda that is independent of all nations, and they're going to use any one of us for whatever means is necessary. Here with we have Trump now, right? So one of the biggest things is they want to knock Trump out, and they'll use anything necessary to do that. Blowback is natural. I get that, right? You know, the U.S. has been bombing and killing people for a long time now. And so stopping that would be great. That would help a lot, right? And you can fall back your forces, and you can sit there. We're not hurting anybody. You guys just, you want to trade, that's great. But the outside forces are still there. The globalists are still in control. Perhaps it's waning a little bit, but it's still there. And even if we regain our house, the big thing, and I think that's a lot what you talk about in the movie there, Chuck, is the extra governmental bodies that are controlling the world. Am I correct, Chuck, or am I wrong?
Oh, absolutely. And when he mentioned somebody mentioned the federal government was the root of a lot of these issues. Well, that's generally and greatly true, because they are manipulated by the geopolitical forces of behind Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, all that, the drive to global government. And, you know, we personally feel that this is from a biblical worldview, prophecy unfolding, and that precisely as is described, these things are taking place. World government, world currency, the ability to, you know, stop people from being able to buy and sell, all these things. But all of that is driven. The geopolitical situation drives what happens domestically, and what happens domestically drives what happens on the local level. In defense of the militia, the one hope is, although I don't think a militia could ever resist an outside international force, but because, first of all, you can have incoming from the sky that you can do nothing about, but generally speaking, militias, if you want to call it that, are insurgency movements like the VC, the French partisans, the Russian partisans. It's very hard to peel out people who are defending their own dirt. That's one reason the Confederate Army was so successful in, probably 10-1, how they defended the South. Unfortunately, the resources and other issues came to play. But, you know, I think the militia have much more of a grounded future if there were national insurrection of some kind, because then, again, you're defending your own dirt, but you're also defending it against people who probably don't have that much more resource than you do, other than the national military, which would be used. But again, military is on your side, then you have helped greatly.
I'm sorry to butt in there a little bit, but we have a commercial break. Well, we're going to bring Earl, if you're still there, let's get your closing thoughts, and then we'll move on to another caller, 1-800-313-9443, Republic of Texas Radio.
It's time. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back. Hey, I got Chuck and Anita Undersea on the line, and their movie is Revelation: Dawn of Global Government. It's at revelationthemovie.info. If you haven't seen it, go over there, check it out. I believe it's still on sale at Amazon. Earl is on the line with us, and we were kind of having a little bit of a discourse about the role of the Army and, well, a free and independent nation, if we can ever get there. Earl, are you still there? What are your closing thoughts?
Yes, my closing thoughts, and thanks again, Steve. I appreciate it. Number one, Texas has the potential of being the eighth largest economy. So I don't think these other countries would want to cut their economic hand off. And number two, on that correspondence to the governor's office, Alan, I agree with you, but you were talking about last week that it's probably fall on deaf ears all the time. However, that correspondence was to ask the governor to come on a live, on-air roundtable with his staff or whomever, along with representatives of all the different Texas movements. And this will generate another avenue of thought for the Texas people. And appreciate your program, appreciate your guests and what they have done and are doing. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Earl. And yeah, that was my bad. I didn't read that part of the letter. And I found it encouraging, you know. Ted Cruz actually went on the Alex Jones show. I never thought I'd see that a reality in this world either. You got a couple words there, Alan?
Not at the moment. That one kind of caught me unawares. Let's go on with Chuck.
Okay, that's great. 1-800-313-9443. Let's bounce over to Fred in Iowa. What do you got for us there, Fred?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I've been in 3 years. Don't join the military. You want to join something, militia. We have a corrupt, seditious government. And they have invaded country after country and killed, slaughtered, tortured women and children.
Now, well, I totally agree with you. You know, I don't think that you'll find a dissenting voice here. You know, have you seen the movie?
Okay. But I'm in Iowa. I talked to Randy Weaver's nephew at the state fair about 10 or 12 years ago, and I was crying, you know, when he told me the story. I'm aware of this, Noki City and all of them, and Waco. Our government is doing it. It's not the Chinese, and it's not the Russians. It's our government. And people, if they think that when they elect a president, that they have a choice, they have a choice of two that are set up for us, predestined. And when you vote for the lesser of two evils, it compounds itself with every election with more evil. And anybody that believes there's a difference between a Republican and a Democratic Party is a damn fool.
I know. I, for one, agree with you totally on that, Mike. My hat's still out on the Trump thing, whether he is an oddity or just a very good actor in this play. But I do want to stand on my statement earlier that it's not the federal government that's amiss, that it's a group of, well, unseen hands, you know, the Bilderbergers and, you know, the CFR and a whole bunch of people that are pushing all these little teeny tiny governments around, you know, and that's the way I kind of see it. And that's the way that Chuck shows it in the movie. And that's the reason he's assembled this great cast of characters. And I got to applaud you for that there, Chuck. Did I get that right, or was I off a little bit, Chuck?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that there's, depends on how far you want to go back in history, but if you just start with the Illuminati and their involvement in the French Revolution and Iron Revolution and evolving through, there's always been the unseen hand. And again, personally, I believe that that has to do with you know, it's the anti-force in the universe, the anti-everything, it's the dark side. And I think that that is what has corrupted the strain throughout, not only throughout history, but currently. And I think the breath of fresh air is Trump. And, you know, we live in a fallen world, but he's definitely moving in the right direction.
Okay, hang on. I hate these short segments, guys. We only got a few minutes left with Chuck on the other side, so, well, wait.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We only got a few minutes left, so let me just say this real quick. Chuck and Anita Undersea are our guests today. Revelation Dawn of Global Government is their movie. You gotta see it. Part two should be coming out pretty quick. You can get it at, or go over to revelationthemovie.info. You can get a copy of it or, you know, whatnot. They have to run from us here really quickly. But Fred in Iowa, do you have any closing thoughts before we move on to the other callers?
Yeah.
Go on.
People would read the Word and read their Bible, the King James Version, especially the book of Daniel and Revelation, they could understand and they would figure out and know who the powers that are, these dark people. But I'll say this before I leave.
Okay.
Those are the Jews. They knock daily on RBN, every place else. The Rothschilds are the bankers for the Vatican. And if you want to get to the bottom line, you have to have guts and courage. And so many people are plagued with normalcy bias it's so damn scary for them to look into their own being, introspection, and face the truth and how much evil people are in this world. But
hey, thank you for your call, Fred. I really appreciate it. But I gotta move on. Hey, let's bounce to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, are you there?
The actual title of the movie is Revelation, the movie, or is that the webpage?
Go ahead, you answer that one, Chuck. I've been talking too much.
The title of the film is Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. But the
Dawn website, of Global Government, okay. The reason I'm asking is I can barely hear you, but there's a lot of us out here may have access to put stuff on, like public access channels and things like that. How would we secure permission to do that, to have a showing, like a public showing of it, or do you have a promotional cut? Like some people will do a promotional cut of like 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're working on something like that right now for part two. And if you could call Steve, he can give you our number, and we can help you with that. But we'll actually have part one and part two much more widely available shortly.
Yeah.
And
the other question
I've got to jump.
The other question I had for you real quick is based on the recent news headlines, do you have an impression on if North Korea is going to be the next target for the New World Order? Because that's what it certainly looks like.
I think
the next battlefront.
Go ahead, Chuck.
There's a whole thing about that in the film that Joel Skousen breaks down, that our troops, something like 25,000 troops in Korea, are sort of being held hostage as a guinea pig for if North Korea invades or does some nuclear tactical thing there, then that would give our government an excuse to ramp up everything and blame it on the Chinese or the Russians or whatever happens, and it's kind of an excuse. And if there were a nuclear engagement domestically, so many people at high levels in the government are sort of in bed with the dark side that they would give them an excuse to say we need a global government, and that's all broken down in the film. But I hate to rush, Stephen. I've got to go because we're going to go to church, but Anita can talk to you here just a minute more, and I want to thank you for having us, and also especially thank Alan, because we didn't get into this, but Alan has supported us greatly from the beginning, and it's people like that that have made it happen. We even had one guy in Pennsylvania we didn't know send us a check for $100,000 and said, I don't care if we get this back or not, get the message out, and of course we're going to get his money back. But point is, the total budget was about $1.4 million, and it takes a lot of people like that to make it happen. So I really appreciate it, and let me give you to Anita for a second, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, Mike, you're still on, man.
Yeah, I am still on. What I was getting at with that is that they are starting to ramp up the boogada-boogada with North Korea having VX nerve agent as to how they assassinated Kim Jong-nam. And I think that from the military people I've talked to, they say that's bullcrap, because if he got smeared with VX on his cheek, he wouldn't make it 10 steps, let alone to the hospital still alive. And so would the people that were delivering that, and the people that were probably within a short vicinity of him would have been injured from the damage that it does to the nervous system. So I don't, it seems to me like they're targeting North Korea. China has cut off the coal shipments now. So China's starting to detach from North Korea. And it's considered, I guess, an ally. So it looks like it'd be a much easier battle front than Iran. So if they're looking to go after the next target in their list, which if I'm trying to remember who it was that came out with that list, part of that project for New American Century, and then one of the guys that was coming in on the coattails of W back in 2000 talked about how they were going to attack this country, that country, Libya, Syria, Iraq, and North Korea was one of them, and I don't remember Venezuela being one of them, but it's basically all of the countries that are refusing to go along with the International Monetary Fund game, you know.
The central banking system. Yeah.
Right, the international banking system. If they're not willing to go into so much debt that they can't possibly pay off, then they're being targeted. Of course, the petrodollar, that was the other thing they had in common. But they can't do anything much with Brazil. Brazil, the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, are too big to take on. But it seems like the North Korea is the next target from what I'm hearing in the last month, you know, especially after that VX attack. And they're talking about, oh, they're known to have chemical weapons. So,
well, you know, Brazil, they did do something to Brazil. You know, they went in there and they got Dilma Rousseff out. You know, they accused her of all this corruption and yada, yada. And so they did kind of throw a little monkey wrench into that BRICS thing with Brazil,
right.
But
and of course Rio is in debt for probably as long as Lake Placid was. So just for about 2004 or something, Lake Placid, New York, hosted the Winter Olympics. They finally paid off their debt like almost 20 years after the 1984 Winter Olympics. The same thing with Rio de Janeiro. They go in there and they sell them on all this and. They get them in a huge amount of debt that they can't pay off, and of course the event, the Olympics, never pays off, and the infrastructure's falling apart because it's all temporary stuff, so it's in tatters. I remember seeing that with the World's Fair back in Knoxville a few years after we had been there for a band trip for the World's Fair. You know, we got to go and march in the, and it was all this big woohoo, yeah, World's Fair. All of the structures, except for like one thing, was in tatters and falling apart within just a few years, and that's because it's just meant to, you know, be prefab and put up, you know, in a hurry, and it's not built to last. And so Brazil and Rio spent all this money on infrastructure that it does their people not much good. I forget, it's something crazy, $18 billion in debt or something crazy, and they won't pay it off in 20 years. So,
but there's a few of them that
game.
Profited. Ebono.
The game
Ebono.
Enslave these people to perpetual debt.
Hey, Anita, I know you're still there and you got to run here in a second. What do you got for a close for us?
Well, the one thing you didn't talk about was the title of the movie, which is Revelation. It has a double meaning. It says the film is a revelation of a lot of information about our own government, our country, our republic that's been changed. But it's also a biblical reference, and the caller back, because a guy from Idaho, or Iowa, said about Daniel and Revelation. Well, Chuck and I have been studying. We're no great scholars religiously, but we've been studying those books, Revelation and Daniel and other prophetic scripture. The Bible consists of at least a third of it is prophetic scripture, and a lot of that has already happened. It's prophecy that has already happened, but the part that hasn't happened are those books that caller referred to, among others. And the ties there are really haunting. And when you study about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, about the beast, about, you know, world government, world monetary system, a lot of these things are already in place, and we're moving more rapidly toward the world government idea. And of course, we're thankful we've got Trump in place, but he has really strong forces against him. I don't believe he's a globalist, but a lot of the people, unfortunately, that he's appointed are, and he's going to have a lot of forces to be up against. I don't know that he can stop this move that we're in this battle, and I know that the New World Order people are they were shocked, you know, that Trump would get in, somebody who he's independent enough that he could do it, but we have to remain vigilant, even though it seems to a lot of people, everything's good, we got him in. it's really not true. We have to help him in every way we can, because he's got a battle that is more than one man could fight.
I guess
sounds like
that's
you
my
were
thinking.
Hey, I just want to thank you, Anita, for joining us. We'll bring you back on here in several months when you're getting ready for round two. I can't wait to see that cut, too. But appreciate it. It is revelationthemovie.info. Thanks, Anita, and thank Chuck for us. You know, really appreciate having you on.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All right, take care, y'all.
Mike, you had closing thoughts?
Oh, I was trying to. I thought for a second she was going to turn toward preterism there when she said that Book of Revelation was fulfilled. if you know what preterism is, but I do think it's a dangerous doctrine for a lot of these evangelicals and these faith healers and a lot of the Zionist crowd that are Christians are all up caught up in this rapture mentality, and so you get this attitude of why fight? I'm on the next flight, and this is all God's will. This is all part of God's plan. And so they opt out, basically, of being involved in anything, because they think that it's all a foregone conclusion. But they think they need to look at the book of Jonah, because he fought every way he could to go in there, and they repented, and the wrath was stayed. The execution of Nineveh was put off for quite some time. But I have been struggling with preterism for a long time, and I don't think we need to look at the Book of Revelation as depicting just future events, because the harlot that sits on seven hills is the city that killed the prophets, and that includes Jesus or Yeshua. And so Jerusalem was destroyed in that generation, and that temple is not going to be rebuilt. If they try to rebuild something there, it's going to be a complete counterfeit fabrication. So I don't think they'll accomplish it, but I could be wrong. But
I always say, you know, the people doing this to us are very smart. They know what makes us tick, and they take anything and everything that we, you know, hold, I guess you want to say, holy or as goodness, and they bastardize it, and they turn it against us, and they factionalize it, and that's the way they get to us. That's the way they keep us apart. If we all got together and said, hey, you know, this is bad for everyone, it doesn't matter if you're Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic, you know, whatever, you know, if we're all able to get together and figure out that this is not good for any of us, then we would have a chance, but they keep us factionalized.
And if they do accomplish getting rid of Trump somehow, which there's just, I mean, tons and tons. Have you ever been to a law library? I don't see, it's just ridiculous to think that people are keeping all those laws, even with his dream team of lawyers. He's tripping up somewhere, and so they can selectively prosecute him, just like they're crying about that director of national intelligence talking to Russia. Nobody's ever been prosecuted of the Logan Act, okay? So, I mean, that's what he would have been charged with, but they can't prosecute him because they'd have to go back and do a bunch more. Even if they get rid of Trump, I think too many in the evangelical or the Christian crowd would say, well, it's just, you know, it's part of the end times. We're in the... If these are the last days, and I put this to a lot of people... If these are really the last days, if you're not deluded in Revelation 9, you need to know what that delusion is and who are the Jews that say they're Jews that are not. And I put that to all these Christian Zionists, and it usually shuts them up because they don't want to admit that there are Jews that are of the synagogue of Satan today. That's what Yeshua was chastising them for, brood of vipers and all that. And so, you know, look for the New Testament itself to be attacked, I think, because it is very anti-Semitic. I'll let you go.
Okay. Hey, Doc, are you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, you've been sitting in the wings for a little bit. How's things there? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, I was thinking we're doing all this talk about the military, and if you look back at history, John Adams had a real big problem with Hamilton wanting to go to war. He was like the second in command to Washington when Washington was active. And then he was the big gun. And John Adams, to prevent war, stood the army down. He said, I'll just take his army away from him, and he won't have anybody to command. And Napoleon finally agreed to peace. And John Adams said one of the greatest things he ever did was to stand that army down and prevent war. So I think Texas would do really well on its own. You'd have to have a foundation, and then you'd have to have, you know, kind of like weekend guys that were trained and ready to go at a moment's notice to protect their homes if you needed it. But I don't think you need the giant army unless you're all over the world like we are now.
Okay, well, let's go to Chris. He's our last caller, and we'll hold him over to the break and figure out what the heck is going on out in Las Vegas. What's up, Chris?
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and thank you so very, very much. I really wanted to call in and give the accolades, appreciation, and a 21-camera salute to the film production crew and all the people that contributed to put on this epic production of Freedom, Liberty, and Patriotism for Americans.
Well, good. You know, hang on. We'll talk a little bit about that after the break, but I'm glad you liked the movie. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back. It's not our movie. It's Chuck and Anita's.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay. Yep, This is the shortest segment of them all. We've got Chris out of Vegas on the line. And Chris, what did the movie meant something to me when Chuck and Anita were actually creating this film? Because we had a character in town. She was standing up at the city council meeting going, hey, all you guys, Mr. Mayor and city council, the global government is here. The New World Order is here. Her name was Nancy Paddle. And at the same time, Chuck and Anita Undersea were creating this film. And we had screenings and so forth. So a lot of people in Fredericksburg are intimately aware of the subject matter. What does it mean to you? When did you become aware of the film?
Well, back in 2000, I got attacked by zone Nazis in Arizona, and that's when I woke up and started studying and removing myself from ignorance by educating myself at home as a homeschool free-range patriot and advocate activist. Of course, I've also been attacked for doing so myself. I confess I haven't seen the whole movie, but I have seen the intros, trailers, and some of the previews, and I am intimately familiar with many of the people that were in the show that contributed content that are just superlative and heroes to American history. And so because of that, I am looking so fond to the director's cut, the outtakes, and the second issue that they're putting out, I think even more than the first one, with perhaps more time to give them efficacy and treatment of their topics that are so pertinent and operative on our American problem that we have today.
Yeah, when I look at all the characters that are in there, Chris, it really would have made a better miniseries than a feature, quote-unquote, length film. You know, it would have given them all the time. So I've seen it morph over the years. What do you think there, Alan?
Yeah, it's, you know, like you said, he does have so many people who were so important to trying to get the message out that, yeah, it's, for me, it kind of jumps around a little fast. I'm not saying anything against his movie, but, you know, so many of these people have so much to say, and it's so hard to do in an hour and 45 minutes with the cast that he has. But it gets the message across, you know, for people who've been studying this for a while. It's really nothing new, but for people who have no idea what's going on, it's a good thing. You know, it's not for those of us who have been, you know, into this for a while and really kind of have got a better idea what's going on. But for those just getting into it, yeah, especially the younger generation, they like the fast pace, and I think that it would do great if it could get out to a wide audience.
Right, if it could get into the correct timing. Right, you know, we do have a lot of people looking for answers, and this movie definitely points them in the right direction. Chris, what do you say?
Well, I took some close notes on the production company that was doing the independent film distribution, and I will say that the whore of Baal and Moloch, the cup of iniquities that she's trying to make the world drink from, is just such an offensive to American ideals and culture that we embrace in this country that... God bless Texas, God bless the Republic, God bless America, and help all patriots and America-loving people wake up, view this movie, educate yourself, remove yourself from ignorance, and do what you can to save the planet, save the country, and to save the American idealism of the empire on the hill that we are once were, and restore to America's greatness again.
Yeah, there you go, man.
It's any better.
Now, check it out. So this wasn't an infomercial. This was really us talking about two great humans, individuals here in Fredericksburg, Texas, Chuck and Anita Undersea. We're talking about, we talked about how they made a difference and they continue to make a difference. We hope that you do the same or try to find your avenue of doing the same as we do. We also hope that you join us next week for Republic of Texas Radio. And take care, folks. Have a good Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever week, I guess.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.